from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. Support for the Baltic states. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence saying on Monday there's no larger threat to Baltic states than the specter of aggression by Russia, as he pledged support for NATO allies Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
President Trump sent me here to say, we are with you. We stand with the people and nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, and we always will.
After meeting with the presidents of all the Baltic states, Pence summarized the U.S. position on Russia's destabilizing activities.
At this very moment, Russia continues to seek to redraw international borders by force, undermine democracies of sovereign nations, and divide the free nations of Europe, one against another.
President Donald Trump firing his communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, just 10 days after the New York financier started working in the White House. VOA's Martin Seacrest explains.
Trump ousted the 53-year-old Scaramucci at the request of new White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. The White House officially announced that Scaramucci was leaving in order to give Kelly a clean slate to run day-to-day operations of the White House staff.
Scaramucci was little known to the American public before arriving on the Washington political scene in mid-July and quickly made the national headlines with a vulgar rant to the correspondent of The New Yorker, which the magazine published last week. Here's White House Press Secretary Susan Sanders.
He does not have a role at this time in the Trump administration.
Scaramucci's firing coming just hours after General John Kelly assumed his new post as the chief of staff. It was Kelly who was the head of Homeland Security before taking on that position. I'm Philip Alexio. You are listening to VOA News. Los Angeles reached an agreement Monday with International Olympic leaders that will open the way for the city to host the 2028 Summer Games while ceding the 2024 Games to rival Paris. The arrangement would make L.A. a three-time Olympic city after hosting the 1932 and 1984 Games. Mayor Eric Garcetti called it a historic day for Los Angeles and for the United States and the Olympic movement. Well, the United States has slapped some financial sanctions on the Venezuela president, Nicolas Maduro, after Sunday's election gave the South American country's ruling party almost unlimited powers. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
As a result of today's sanctions, all assets of Maduro subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are prohibited from dealing with him.
National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, he says the U.S. believes Sunday's election was a sham.
The United States stands with the people of Venezuela in the face of this oppression. We will work with our partners to hold accountable all those responsible for the escalating violence and ongoing human rights violations.
There could be more sanctions to follow that could target other senior Venezuelan officials, the European Union also condemning the election. President Trump presenting the U.S. military's most prestigious honor to former Army medic Jim Doc McLuhan for his heroic actions during a battle of Nui Yon Hill in May of 1969. The 71-year-old Vietnam War vet was the first to be awarded the Medal of Honor by President Donald Trump, and he's credited with saving 10 soldiers over the three-day battle.
We pay tribute to a veteran who went above and beyond the call of duty to protect our comrades, our country, and our freedom.
McLuhan was wounded multiple times but refused to leave his battle brothers to get medical treatment. The U.S. said Monday that for the first time it will sell coal to Ukraine, easing its reliance on Russia and Moscow-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine to meet its energy needs. The accord calls for ex-coal energy and resources in the eastern state of Pennsylvania, here in the U.S., to ship 700,000 tons of thermal coal by the end of the year to Ukraine to help heat homes and businesses in the coming winter months. The first shipment leaves the U.S. port of Baltimore in August. Vanessa O'Brien has become the first American woman to summit K2, the world's second highest mountain at 8,611 meters. The 52-year-old former banker from New York led a 12-member team of international climbers and planted the U.S. flag on top of K2. I'm Philip Alexio, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.